This morning, the Adirondack Park Agency Board approved Alternative 2B as the classification for the Boreas Ponds in the heart of the Adirondack Park. The vote was 8-1. More than 11,000 acres will be designated wilderness and over 9,000 acres as wild forest. New York State Department of Environmental Conservation Commissioner Basil Sagos says his agency now begins the unit management plans for the tracks.
Once the APA makes the vote, the package, the classification package itself, then goes to the governor for the governor's signature. That's how it works. It's a nice process where APA makes its determination. The governor either agrees or disagrees with it, and then if he agrees with it, then it comes back to us. That's when we start the unit management plan, which is effectively we fit the appropriate recreation opportunities onto the project that are allowable by the classification. So that would begin. My target is to get the UMP process rolling this spring. It's going to take a few months of outreach and planning, coordination between my various divisions, coordination with some of the outside groups to understand what the recreation objectives are, how we can accomplish this balanced approach that the governor's been talking about of protecting the wildest places but also providing access. So that hopefully will wrap up in 2018. We'll have a chance to break ground on some of the parking lots and some of the recreational structures on the facility.
Now, in past classification situations, there's been temporary usage allowed. Do you foresee any of that? And if so, what types and where in this tract?
Well, I think the temporary uses that we had in place last year will continue this year. Once the actual UMP is in effect, some of that will change. There'll be certain areas that are no longer open to certain kinds of recreational activity. Other areas, as we make investments in, you know, creating parking lots, new trailheads, a new mountain biking area perhaps to the south end of the property in Wild Forest, all of that will change and enhance over time. And I think in the interim, as all of this planning is underway, the parcel will remain open to the public, as it has been the last few years, and then we'll adjust accordingly as the UMP is completed. When you look at what this parcel has to offer in terms of its wilderness, its wild places, the majesty of the ponds, the high peaks being right behind them, I think this parcel achieves exactly what one side wanted, which was to make sure it was pristine for the future. And while bringing the opportunity for the public to get closer to those areas, you know, for people to get in there and do some recreation on the south side of the property. And hopefully this classification package will let this project go forward in a way that benefits all New Yorkers.
From what I understand, we could have the Dix Mountain Wilderness really kind of merge with the high peaks, and that will help relieve some of the traffic that the high peaks have been seeing. How important will that be for the future of the Adirondacks?
Oh, I think it's incredibly important. We have an opportunity here on so many levels to make this a home run for New York State. Just from a marketing perspective, you know, we're creating one of the largest wilderness areas in the U.S. That in and of itself is noteworthy. And you mentioned the sort of management problems that we're having with overuse in certain areas. That is a real problem. The Route 73 corridor, the way things are happening right now, is totally unsustainable. The resource can't handle it. We can't keep up with it. The parking's dangerous. We need to move people to different parts of the park where the resource itself, the resource, the wild places, can be treated in a more sustainable way. That's exactly what this Boreas Ponds classification will help us do. That's also what Frontier Town will help us do. So there are ways in which to spread out people so that it's the use isn't so intense in really just a few areas.
I've heard some people express some concerns that there's not going to be enough parking, regardless of the classification.
We'll have to manage that additional traffic the further to the pond, closer to the ponds that we get, and make sure that it's being done in a sustainable way. But I'm confident we can do it. Our aim is to accommodate the most all the sides and make sure that we're getting the right uses into the Boreas Ponds area.
Commissioner, how far into the Boreas Ponds have you been?
I've been all the way up to White Lily Pond, and that, I got to tell you, was one of the nicest trips I had made in the last two-plus years now since I've been commissioner. It's one of the quietest places I've been. You get up to White Lily Pond, and it's really one of the most special places in New York. So I appreciate the property. I can't wait to get back up there with my kids and really to think about the next 20 or 30 or 40 years for my family.
New York State purchased the 20,543-acre Boreas Ponds Tract from the Nature Conservancy in April 2016 for $14.5 million. The new classification creates a nearly 280,000-acre wilderness area in the Adirondack High Peaks, the third largest wilderness in the eastern U.S. I'm Pat Bradley, WAMC News.